My special guest, Courtney Lorenz, is a kombucha expert. We're going to be asking her questions about that later on. But first, let me just remind you, your gut health is so important in the way you look and feel, of course. So if your gut is unhealthy, you may get acne, or you can even prematurely age because of the lack of nutrients. You probably know that already, but every time I work with a client, a facial client, I always ask, what is your diet? And I hope you're including probiotics in it. So there we go. Let's give it to Courtney and let's ask her about kombucha's story and how did she arrive to find this as a business. And she loves it and she's passionate about sharing the information with others.
Thanks for that introduction. It's my pleasure to be here and to share all of the information about kombucha and how it can support your lifestyle in so many ways today with your listeners.
Yes, thank you. How did you start with that? What prompted you to?
How did I start fermenting tea for a living? That's a great question. It's a very odd career choice to go into, right? It's a little bit obscure. So I had originally gone to culinary school, and my passion was the intersection of how food affects our body. After being a pastry chef for many years, I went back to school to study to be a dietitian. And I found that people didn't understand that a cow was a hamburger or that Brussels sprouts grew on stalk. And so, we're a living body and we need to eat living foods, right? And people didn't understand that. And so after I studied to be a dietitian, I was offered a job at a Fortune 50 company, something everyone dreams of, right? Salary, benefits. They could have sold me a white picket fence with it and it would have been great. It didn't satisfy my soul though. So I would volunteer on a farm on the side to kind of keep my personal value system in line. And one day the farmer didn't have enough produce to pay me, and so she paid me in a kombucha culture. And it was fermentation love at first sight. I went home and I started making 1 gallon and I drank it all. I made 5 gallons and I couldn't quite drink it all. So I started trading it for eggs or a Reiki session. And then I realized that the kombucha had the opportunity to make me happy and healthy. And it had the opportunity to do so for others as well.
Can you OD on kombucha?
No. I'm sure someone would have figured it out by now if they could. Yeah. But, you know, it's a great vessel to teach people about their health. And that's what we're most passionate about.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So that's how you started. That's wonderful. And now you opened the business and now you're very successful. And tell us more about the benefits of kombucha on our well-being.
Oh, kombucha, gosh, it spans so many areas, right? So going back to that concept, you know, a living body needs living food. Kombucha is a living tea. And so what kombucha is it's a fermented tea. And so when we ferment the tea, we're producing health benefits like probiotics, live cultures, digestive enzymes, assortments and arrays of different acids, beneficial living bacteria. Mm-hmm. And so as we go throughout our day-to-day, our bodies experience stress, no matter what, right? Because we're human. And so if we're in this human body, we're experiencing stress emotionally. We're experiencing stress physically. We're experiencing stress from environmental pollutants. We're experiencing stress on our body from the foods we should or shouldn't eat. And so we need to add in the good bacteria in our body to help our body right its course. And kombucha provides that living bacteria, the good ones, to help balance your day-to-day life.
So I didn't know that there are enzymes, digestive enzymes in kombucha. Mm-hmm. So there's more than probiotics there.
Absolutely. So any given kombucha culture will have about 500 different strains of bacteria and yeast in it.
Beautiful. So that's very healthy. That's good. So what is the difference between your kombucha and some other kombucha?
Good question. So we actually have had a series of studies done on the acid profile of our kombucha. So not only are you getting benefit from the live cultures that are in there, but you're also getting benefits from the great acid profiles, different amino acids. And we found out that our kombucha actually has 3 times the national average of gluconic acid in our brew. So a lot of them will have acetic acid, which is good, glucuronic acid, which is good. But compared to any other national brand on the shelf, our product has 3 times the glucuronic acid than others.
And what does this acid, how does it benefit the body?
Yeah, so acids play a lot of different roles in our bodies. They can, the body is always in a state of homeostasis, right? That's what our body is striving for. And so when we go throughout this this process of achieving homeostasis on a regular basis, the body is using acids to repair itself. Acids and enzymes are typically a protein base by nature. And so we're using those proteins, whether they be an amino acid linked with a peptide chain or the vast different other structures to actively repair our body from those daily stressors that we experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this particular acid that you have mentioned, is there any, this is in generally the same thing as you just described?
Yeah, so each acid is going to have unique properties. One of the properties that is, so most kombucha acid properties tend to benefit us in ways of lowering our inflammation. So in my personal opinion, and the opinion of many, the root cause of most dis-ease is inflammation, right? And so this is really great specifically for joint health and a couple of other digestive functions. But generally speaking, they lower the inflammation in the body.
That's perfect. Yes, most of us need that, definitely.
Yes.
So that's perfect. So your kombucha, what kind of tea is there? What is the composition of it?
That's a good question. So we actually, because we go through so much tea, we actually are able to source our tea directly from the farms in China and India. We use a broker to help us get it across to the US. We use a blend of different black teas and green teas. They each have unique properties to them, and they each provide a different flavor profile for our kombucha as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what should we know as a consumer? Which one is better? Is it the green tea or is it the black tea?
So, you know, I wouldn't speak to saying that either one is better than the other. I think they have different properties. So it's all dependent on where your body's at that point in time. Green tea will make for a little bit more tart and quicker souring kombucha. The black tea is going to give it a richer, fruitier body. It's going to be a little bit more soft in its mouthfeel. The kombucha likes to feed off of the tannins in the black tea. It's a really great property for our fermentation process as a nitrogen-fixing property. The caffeine content in it is always an added benefit. Skin itself can benefit from a small caffeine boost. When we think of the other general benefits of tea, you know, you're getting those antioxidant properties as well, which are fighting the free radicals in our body.
Okay, so probiotics are generated by...
Yeah, so what happens during the fermentation process is we take that blend of tea, and we inoculate it with a live culture. And as the live culture goes in and digests the tea broth, one of the byproducts of it is it's a symbiotic relationship. So we use a live culture to ferment this, and it's called a SCOBY, S-C-O-B-Y. And SCOBY stands for symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast. And so what happens during this fermentation process is the yeast will digest the tea broth, and it will produce food for the bacteria to eat. And so as the bacteria eats this food, it produces the probiotics and the live cultures and the digestive enzymes that we're using on a daily basis.
Perfect. So that answers that. I did get SCOBY from one of my friends, and I get it, and it wasn't very appealing looking.
It's an odd duck for sure. It's a food where you kind of
like a slime.
You don't really need to see it made, right? You just gotta enjoy it.
I know. So yeah, so there is also mushrooms that are being added to kombucha. So mushroom is also the same concept. It's fermenting the source.
It can be, yeah. So kombucha is often referred to as mushroom tea. The pellicle on the top kind of looks like a mushroom, and so people will refer to it that way. But many brands are adding mushroom powders to their ferment. Mushrooms are becoming a widely known substitute for coffee as well. And that's because of their adaptogenic properties. Adaptogens meaning that we are using them to alter our physical state of consciousness at that point in time. Adaptogens will provide or alleviate present physical symptoms, whether that be relaxing, whether that be for anxiety, whether that be for stress. So a lot of these mushrooms are used for cognitive function and similar properties in those areas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So yes, mushrooms are very big right now. There's lots of companies that actually are producing vitamins enhanced with the mushrooms.
Yeah.
These are mushrooms for anti-aging or mushrooms, longevity mushrooms. So I don't know. This is a little different than cognitive effect.
And I'm sure that they all have unique properties, right? You know, I'm sure that each species of mushroom probably has its own cognitive or anti-aging property or, you know, what have you. They're all
unique. Yeah, so interesting. So I didn't know that. Is this your kombucha that has the mushroom or no?
We don't, but there are plenty of brands that do manufacture that.
Okay. And you actually, your website would help people to find the source of the stores that distribute good kombuchas. Did you test those kombuchas that you promote or?
Yeah, absolutely. So if the listeners want to go ahead and head to our website, there's an online store locator. We can help them find cultured kombucha near them. Interacting with us on social media as well, we're always happy to point them to a store near them. That being said, if you can't find cultured kombucha near you and you're interested in trying kombucha to support your daily lifestyle, most standard grocery stores nowadays will have some brand of kombucha for you.
Okay, so I guess I wanted to ask at this point, do you also sell the starter?
You know, we typically don't, but if your listeners want to send us a snippet on our website, we're happy to get them a little bit of Scoby to get started.
Really? So you can find Courtney and her company on social media. Okay, so this is the Instagram page, but you can find her on Facebook as well under this address. And just ask, and you might be making your own kombucha. How's that?
Yeah, and you know, there's plenty of fun ways to cross utilize the Scoby as well. There's people that make face masks out of them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's so kombucha has all of those acids in it, and a lot of people will actually take the kombucha pellicle or the culture and use it as a face mask. It has a low pH, so it's a light astringent. It acts as a light acid peel. And it can also, the biofilm of it can act as, with those enzymes, it's almost like a skin brightener, like a vitamin C would.
Yeah, I can see how it would work on oily skin and acne skin. Mm-hmm. That's good. So that's perfect. So what else can you share with us about kombucha and why should everyone at least try that?
Yeah. So I think my key takeaway from kombucha is, understanding that your gut is so integrally, the integrity of your gut controls almost everything in your daily life, right? Especially for women, our hormone systems as humans lie within our gut microbiome. And so making sure that your gut microbiome is properly supported on a daily basis allows you to live to your full potential as a person. If your microbiome is working as it's intended to, your liver is detoxing properly, your kidneys will function properly. And for women especially, it's making sure that if that liver pathway is clear, we're passing our estrogen through our body properly as well. And when you see hormonally based acne profiles, which I'm sure you see a lot, right? You know, a lot of that root problem is really in people's gut.
If someone is taking probiotics, can they still drink the kombucha? Or
that taking probiotics from a variety of sources is going to be creating the most diverse microbiome possible. And having the most diverse microbiome possible makes your body, it allows your body to adapt in a greater fashion. And so making sure that we have, you know, as vast of a microbiome as we can allows us to recover faster. It allows us to process things easier. It allows us to detox more efficiently. And so when we take probiotics, that's great. It's certainly helping. But like you said, there's so many different options and strains and type and spore based, right? You know, how do we know as consumers what's right to take? And the cool thing about naturally occurring probiotics is that you're getting nature's variety. So if you use kombucha, yogurt, and sauerkraut, you know, you're getting thousands of different varieties of probiotics versus one or two that are blended together in a pill. And so, you know, personally, I'd rather take something and allow my body to pick and choose what it really needs that day, because listening to your body is the most important part. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that helps. Okay. So wonderful. So I have that website running or Instagram running. So let's just ask Courtney more questions on social media. Okay, thank you so much for checking in with us. And when we have questions, definitely we'll ask you again.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you, Courtney.
Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.